It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we've talked about this a few times. You can see, actually, the damage done by a drunk driver that pretty much, I think, totaled out. We're waiting to hear from the insurance company. My Jeep Rubicon I got from Champion Crusher Jeep Dodge Ram, I was driving that, and yesterday they finally picked it up, and I met this guy who was really cool. He actually is like, "You're not Joe from the Joe and Alex Show, are you?" I'm like, "Yeah, I am." The guy's name is Brian, and he's like, "Oh, I listen to your guys' show, and I know you drive a Jeep." It's like, "Well, I used to, not anymore." But he was a cool guy, really likes the show. He's originally from Florida, but he moved to town about 3 years ago with his wife, and I just thought that was a cool compliment. We love hearing from people when you like the show, because we don't know unless you say something.
So yeah.
That was pretty interesting, but he's a tow truck driver, and we got about 10, 20 minutes while he's doing all the stuff. I'm just shooting the breeze, and I was like, "So, if you don't mind me asking, how'd you get into this line of work?" And it was just kind of cool. Well, not really. It wasn't cool, but I found it interesting. He got hit by a semi-truck. Like, the truck merged into him and kind of put him into, a little guardrail. It didn't see him in the blind spot. And he scared the crap out of him, he said. Like,
holy
literally,
cow.
Like, pooped his pants. But he survived. He was okay. His truck was just destroyed. And he just started talking to the wrecker guy, kind of like how I was.
And he felt like it was what he was meant to do with his life?
He just talked to him more about the job. And, he's like, "Well, we're hiring. You just have to get this license." So he went, he just felt compelled to do it. So he went, he got the license, and then he became one. And then just talking to him, I was like, he's like, "Well, actually, I know your Jeep looks really bad, but, dude, I've seen much worse." And he showed me some photos. Because I was telling him, I'm really upset of just the fact of what could have happened, not that would happen, because it's just a vehicle. I mean, honestly, I wish it wouldn't happen, but I don't care if that thing was smashed to pieces. I would have been feeling bad if somebody would have got hurt or killed.
Of course.
And the person that hit my Jeep never stopped. Like, they didn't stop at the stop sign three houses down from me. They ran right through the intersection. He's like, "Dude," he told me a story about this guy. He's from another country. He didn't remember which one it was, but this guy was in a car accident when he was a kid. Their family pulled out in a minivan, and I think he was in the back row or whatever, but they got broadsided by a cement truck, like one of those big concrete mixing trucks.
Right.
Killed the mom and the grandma.
Okay.
And then a few of the years later, his dad got killed by a drunk driver.
What the heck, man?
Like, just these stories here, and I know they're all sad and involving death. There's also good stories, too, like you roll up on a birth or something, but he told me just to go to show, we hear all these cop stories, like, or from the show Cops or Live PD, about people running from the cops, and like, "Well, do you know why I was going to pull you over? The dumbest reasons." He told me about a car accident that he rolled up to. The first time it was a fatality that he was at. It was in 2017, and this guy hit speeds of 130 miles per hour, like in his Honda.
Holy
smokes.
Which
is incredible. The guy lost control, went into a lake at about 100 miles per hour. He was dead. The car looked like a little tin box, and it was done. The guy was killed on impact. But he's like, the officer was going to pull him over. The guy was drunk. He was intoxicated. That's why they think he ran. But the guy had a burnt out light, and the officer's going to say, "Give him a fix-it ticket. Like, hey, man, make sure you got that tail light." The license plate light was out.
He ran away, and that's all it was, but then he just decided to run from the cops.
That's what the cop says from
he
that
must
situation.
Have been, he must have had a warrant out, or he must have had something else that he was worried about getting caught with. That makes no sense.
But people are, you know what, though, when you're drunk, though, you're not in your right sense.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Drunk, sure.
Yeah, he was intoxicated.
Oh, well, then
so.
He was scared of getting in trouble for a DUI.
Must be, and it was something so simple like that. But I don't know why. Like, that always seems like one job, and I'm not saying it's easy, because he was busting his butt. I mean, he was working hard, loading it up, then sweeping up the area because there's still some debris from the original accident that they put down there. And I was like, man, like, that just seems like a cool job. Would you ever want to do something like that?
No.
I don't know why it's so interesting to me.
No.
Not me. I am not into, like, big trucks and things like that.
No.
Like, I get weirded out, like, having to drive a minivan or something because it's just such a big vehicle.
Same.
So I couldn't drive a tow truck or be a bus driver or whatever. Like, I just feel like that's really tough, like, to maneuver something that big.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. And, like, I wouldn't honestly, like, want the responsibility of having, like, a giant, not even my big truck, but a car onto my big truck. I don't want that responsibility. I wreck into stuff sometimes. I do. I'll admit it. I'm not a good driver. That's not a good situation to be a bad driver.
Well, if you pick up somebody who's stranded and their car's broken down, then you have to drive with them maybe a few hours by yourself
and
in this vehicle.
And they could be Ted Bundy.
Yeah, they could be a psycho.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, but also, this kind of, like, your crazy story about death, like, reminded me of a crazy story. My boyfriend, Joel Daddy, his coworker, like, one of a real estate agent he works with, his wife has had 19 family deaths.
Get
in
out of
a
here, man.
Year.
Put me what? In a padded
in a
room.
Year.
Leave her alone. Like, I wouldn't buy from her anything.
How scary is that? She's not a real estate agent. Her husband is. But how?
Don't buy a house from him either.
Scary. How hard would it be to just keep going and trucking along?
I've never even heard of anything like that.
Isn't that crazy?
I can't imagine.
I could not imagine.
It's just Final Destination stuff right there. You can't escape
crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. So sad.
Well, shout out to our men and women. Be careful out there, too. And you see somebody pulled over on the road, I know it could be annoying. Get into the middle of the left lane. Like, that way they have plenty of room if they're changing a tire or anything. Because so many people get injured or even worse, killed because of stuff like that. But I really appreciate, Brian listening to the show and for giving me the tow. Now, if I can just get my Jeep back, that'd be awesome. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.